that's every car chase you've ever heard is done with a hot water bottle and on a wet tile.
Caoimhe Doyle is a Foley artist at Ardmore Studios in Wicklow. She recreates sound effects of everyday life for film and TV.
Mostly it's physical sounds like footsteps and kisses, but it also extends to swords out of scabbards, and, you know, we can add sweeteners to car crashes and alien-y sounds, you know, like gushy, whooshy kind of sounds.
The art of Foley was invented by an Irish-American man named Jack Donovan Foley, who would record and synchronise sounds for films. Caoimhe says that a good example of his inventiveness is when Stanley Kubrick finished shooting a scene in Spartacus with hundreds of shackled prisoners marching along.
And then they came back in, and for some reason the sound was destroyed. There was something wrong with the sound. So they had no sound for this huge, expensive scene. Jack Foley took out his bunch of keys, and he went chang, 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 in sync with the movements of the guys walking. And it worked. And now if you were to go down and rent Spartacus, and when it comes to that scene, when you look at that scene, you'll probably hear a set of keys now that I've said it, the secret's out. But in fact, it worked just lovely.
Here in Ardmore Sound in Bray, there are four prop rooms that are brimming with everything from feathers to phones and from shoes to shovels, all of which Caoimhe uses to make sounds in the studio.
A lot of people's junk is our treasure, so a lot of the stuff is just in skips, the side of the road, or secondhand shops, that kind of thing. We've had quite a few lovely pieces donated from people whose family have passed away and they want their shoes or their glasses or their cane or whatever to be used perhaps in a film, and people quite like the idea of that.
I like the way that you have a drawer that just says horse feet.
So these are real horses' feet. They've got the shoe on them. And the lovely thing about this is you can hear little stones hitting off the shoe and little moments of reality, you know.
That's incredible.
You know, we'd bury a microphone in the dirt as well to get a bit of the, you know, the bottom end, and we'd have a mic on the top then to get the sound of the shoe hitting the stones and those little details.
Once all the Foley is recorded, it's then passed on to a re-recording mixer, in this case Gareth Farrell of Screen Scene.
Our ultimate goal, as opposed to any other aspect of filmmaking, you know, for the production designer, for the cinematographer, they all want to be noticed. So, you know, you say, oh, that film looks fantastic. Our job is the opposite. We want people not to even notice it. And that means we've created a very realistic scene and realistic film, and that people just accept it for what they hear. My family don't even understand what I do. So my...
At the minute, Gareth is working on a busy street scene from Ripper Street.
This scene we're looking at here is basically a Victorian street, like 50 or 60 extras people walking around, and our two main guys are walking towards us. So we have to fill in all these people walking, their chat, there's people selling stuff, there's like chickens flying around, you know. So our job here then is to go, okay, we want to feel that busy street.
So in order to bring the street to life, Gareth creates layers of sound. He starts with the dialogue from the actors.
And you can guarantee that when I return this evening, my silverware will be intact.
Then adds the Foley sounds that Caoimhe's made. Throw in some crowds. A little bit of atmosphere, and voila! Bustling Victorian street scene.
And you can guarantee that when I return this evening, my silverware will be intact.
He's my brother, Reed.
Back in the Foley studio, Caoimhe has one more sound for us.
This is one that you could do at home. This is, maybe I'll let you hear it first and then tell you what it is. So this is for snowy feet.
It's very convincing. I have, even though I can see it in front of me, I have no idea what it is.
It's pillowcase with cornflour for thickening soups, that cornflour.